You're listening to SBS News.
Protesters blocked roads and paralysed train services at peak times during a day of action across Hong Kong after protest leaders called for a general strike on Monday. In some places, trains were stopped from leaving stations and several lines of the mass transit railway were suspended for a time. More than 200 flights were cancelled and the Cross Harbour Tunnel was also blocked. Offices and shopping malls were occupied and around 50 staff at Hong Kong's premier theme park, Disneyland, joined the action. The chairwoman of Hong Kong Disneyland Cast Members Union, Ellen Cheng Lai Yi, blames Chief Executive Carrie Lam for the escalating action.
During the time I've been working here, I believed that this is a pleasant and happy working environment. But because of Carrie Lam's mishandling of the situation in Hong Kong, which has led to bloodshed, she's still not taking responsibility. That's why the union is taking action to urge her to do her job.
Carol Ng from Hong Kong's Confederation of Trade Unions says she also holds one person particularly responsible for the ongoing chaos, and that's Carrie Lam.
Who bring Hong Kong into such a stage of dangerous situation, it was her. But furthermore, she constantly empower the possibly illegal actions or excessive violence from the police when they try to clear the crowd.
More than 80 people were arrested during the strike action and overnight, in addition to the 420 detained since the 9th of June. Police say since the protest began, they have used more than 1,000 tear gas canisters and 160 rubber bullets. But Kong Wing Chung, a spokesman for the Hong Kong Police's public relations branch, insists that the police will only use the appropriate level of force when facing protesters.
If the protester uses a certain level of violence against our officer, then we will use the appropriate level of force. So I couldn't estimate what you mean by the maximum level use of force. And of course, along our spectrum of the use of force, we have a lot of different options. But I could assure you that we are only intended to use the minimum level of force to control any kind of disturbances or disorder situations.
The protests initially focused on a controversial law, which would allow Beijing to extradite suspects to mainland China to face trial. That law was abandoned, but the protests have become a wider challenge to Beijing authority over the former British colony. Chief Executive Carrie Lam, speaking to the media for the first time in a fortnight, says the protesters are making use of the extradition bill to conceal their ulterior motives, which she warns could destroy Hong Kong.
Such extensive disruptions in the name of certain demands or uncooperative movement have seriously undermined Hong Kong's law and order and are pushing our city, the city we all love and many of us helped to build, to the verge of a very dangerous situation.
The protesters are demanding the dissolution of the legislature, an investigation into the police use of force at protests, and full democracy for the semi-autonomous Chinese territory. Ms. Lam says her government will not bow to pressure.
The government will be resolute in maintaining law and order in Hong Kong and restoring confidence. We all love Hong Kong and have made different contributions to its stability and prosperity over the years. This is the time for us to rally together, to set aside differences and bring back order and say no to chaos and violence.
Meanwhile, in Beijing, it appears that patience may be running out. The Chinese Foreign Ministry says no one should underestimate China's resolve to safeguard the stability of Hong Kong. Alan Lee, SBS News.